Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And he shall believe on, and he shall be a good
man, and he shall believe on. And sir, after bringing this back, 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use them, both of them, to your advantage. You'll find, even if you don't buy my book, you'll find a lot of stuff there on The Age of the Customer that will help you. And that's what we want to do. That's our first goal, is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. We're talking about some creepy crawly stuff online. he's our cybersecurity guy. He tells us about the things that go bump in the night, so to speak, and all the bad guys who are out there who want to do us harm. They want to hurt us maliciously. They want to steal from us. They want to make us give them money voluntarily. They want to reach through our stuff and get to our customers and do them harm. They want to use us as the conduit through which to do that, so it ruins our lives. I mean, these are not good people, are they, Scott?
No, these are not your friends.
Where is most of the cybercrime coming from? Are there a lot of American cybercriminals, or are all of them in Romania?
Well, there are certainly some just about everywhere, and certainly America is included. Different kinds of scams tend to gravitate to different areas.
But Eastern Europe is a hotbed for this, isn't it?
Eastern Europe is big. I actually was lucky enough to meet the director of security in Estonia at a conference I was at last year, and he told me one thing I hadn't really realized, but it made perfect sense. He said the language of cybercrime online is Russian. So basically, if you're trying to get into these forums where the really sneaky stuff is being discussed, you need to be able to type and read Cyrillic, because that's what's really happening.
Wow.
So a lot of these things are based in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff coming out of Far Asia, particularly China, is more like nation-state type attacks. And a lot of your scam type stuff, like romance scams and things like that, sometimes comes out of parts of Africa. So it depends. Different areas tend to have different features. But there can be hackers coming from anywhere.
Right.
There could be a hacker from a town over in Alabama who could be going after you if he wants to.
So talk to us some more about some of the other things we need to know about ransomware, especially.
Yeah, oh boy.
And some of the things we can do to protect it. For example, I not only have a security system on my computers, and try to keep up with everything as much as I can, but I back up all my files in the cloud.
That's an excellent start. Actually, you know what? Let me give you a set of tips, and folks, if you're listening, get out a pen, because these are big things. I hate getting those phone calls when people tell me, you know, our business stuff just got locked up, or all of our, you know, baby's first step pictures just got locked up. So let's run through a few of these.
Okay.
For starters, what you're doing is great. You want to back up your files regularly and keep at least one recent copy of your backups off-site, like not connected to your system. Because that way, if something does get in, some of these types of ransomware will go after backups. And if it's disconnected, that'll still be safe. Also, you may notice when you have an office-type document, like be it a spreadsheet or a Word document, you have extra features on there. Those are enabled using something called a macro. Mm-hmm. Macros allow for pictures and other fun stuff like this. One way that ransomware comes in is attackers will send you like a Word document or something else that requires you to enable macros to open it properly. Don't enable macros, especially if it's coming from someone you don't know, or if it's coming from someone you do know but you weren't expecting it.
Right.
It never hurts to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, did you send me
this? Because I get email from people, folks. What's weird, Scott, is I get email from friends of mine that have no idea that this came to me, but it looks a lot like the last email I got from them.
It sure does.
Here's a question I've been meaning to ask somebody.
Of course.
Do these guys go to the trouble to see how their victim corresponds? And do they go to that much trouble and send out
it
things?
It depends on the scam. Sometimes they actually will do it, especially if they're doing a scam where there's like a high reward attached to it, like they're trying to set up a fake wire transfer for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, they'll make it look completely legit. Everything
about it
will look right.
It's worth the trouble, then, isn't it?
Except it's fake.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they'll change the wire transfer instructions. You know, out goes $800,000, and then, oh, oops. And, you know, that's an awful thing to have happen.
Mm.
But, oh, that, to ransomware. One thing you can do with respect to these macros, which is helpful, you can actually install something through Microsoft Office called Viewers, which will allow you to take a look at a Word or an Excel document and see what it looks like without the macros.
Huh.
That way it's really good because you can look and see if something's looking fishy. Also,
what would it look like? What would fishy look like?
Fishy would look like, this doesn't look like a typical document. Because often they're not going to write a letter that's going to look properly well done. Like one
right.
of these attacks is actually coming in through HR departments as fake resumes. So if you were to look at this without the macros attached to it, it would look like a gibberish resume. It wouldn't look like a perfect, appropriate resume for the job. Something would be off about it. They don't
right.
go to that much trouble, generally
right.
speaking.
Right.
And one other thing you can do, this may not apply as much to a smaller organization, but the new versions of Office software, Office 2016, mm-hmm. allow you to turn off macros throughout your system, which is good because then people can't accidentally turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as for other things, be very careful when you're dealing with any unsolicited attachments like we're talking about here, because anytime you're not expecting it, or like I say, it's coming from someone you know,
just don't open. Just don't open it, folks. Just don't.
Exactly.
And you know what? I mean, I've gotten these things so were so good that I just pick up the phone and I say, hey, dude, did you send this to me?
Perfect. Perfect.
And the answer has always been no.
Yeah. Think about what you're saving yourself from.
Yeah.
One of the things to also keep an eye out is how much, I guess you could call it login power, you have within a system. Because generally, it's easy to just turn a computer on and use it. A regular account is generally what's called an administrator account, which means you have full access over the system.
Right.
You can create, modify, and delete files. That's a really big deal. Because if someone gets in through that kind of account, they can cause a lot more damage.
Right.
What you can always do with either Windows or Mac computers, you can set up guest accounts and use those all the time, because that way you don't have the access to damage your system.
Limits the access and exposure. Scott, give us a website quickly, please.
Oh, thesecurityadvocate.com.
Thesecurityadvocate.com. Scott Arno and I will be right back. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.